with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
199, that's a number of hostages being held by terrorists in Gaza. That's according to the Israeli military. In the eyes of the world, are on the Rafah crossing between Gaza and Egypt, with hopes for a deal that would allow a partial opening of that border crossing.
Dozens of Palestinians gathered at the Rafah border, hoping to be able to leave Gaza ahead of an expected ground invasion by Israel. U.S. and international mediators appeared close to reaching a deal for a humanitarian ceasefire. The deal would allow aid in and allow foreigners only to exit the enclave through the crossing. Gaza's food, water and medicine supplies are dwindling, while the blockade on international support remains in place. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, Americans have ethical concerns about President Biden and his son, Hunter.
A new poll points to a cloud of ethical uncertainty hanging over the president as he runs for re-election. 35% of U.S. adults believe Mr. Biden has done something illegal, according to a new APNORC survey. Another third thinks the president behaved unethically, but not illegally. The findings come amid investigations into the president's son, Hunter, and a Republican-led impeachment inquiry in Congress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ohio's Jim Jordan is a Republican nominee as the House gears up for another vote on a Speaker of the House, someone to succeed Kevin McCarthy. The vote could come at midday tomorrow as Jordan works to round up the votes he needs to win the Speaker's gavel. Dealing with a decline in sales and facing opioid-related lawsuits, Rite Aid has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Rite Aid, the nation's third-largest pharmacy chain. Watching Wall Street, stock futures higher, Dow futures up 149 points, NASDAQ futures up 11. This is SRN News. More bad news for Christians in Indonesia.
Local officials in South Sulawesi province say they will withdraw a permit for the construction of a church under pressure from Muslim radicals. A loud demonstration by members of the Islamic Defenders Front last week prompted members of the provincial council to change their minds after first granting a permit to the Gamaliel Christian School Foundation. Christians make up 10% of the Indonesian population and are often persecuted. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Detroit Lions linebacker Alex Angelozzi's parents have safely arrived home from Israel. They were among about 50 people affiliated with a Naples, Florida-based church who were in the country. Sal and Judy Anzalone were in a Jerusalem hotel when Hamas launched its brutal attack on Israel from the Gaza Strip. A number of American church groups were in Israel when the assault took place, and many were under rocket fire during the initial hours of the attack. This is SRN News. Control of the Virginia Senate and House of Delegates will be decided next month in one of the nation's most pivotal state elections. But reporter Anne Marie Morgan tells us Virginians need to be aware of new district boundaries and that early voting has already begun.
Voters can see which candidates and districts are theirs online at vpap.org or vpap.org. Merv Bold lives in a Richmond suburb and urges more voters to show up.
There are a lot of laws on the line, a lot of seats in the General Assembly on the line. So Christians need to get out and vote so that their voices are heard and we can get the people in who will stand for our values.
Virginians can now vote in person at their local registrar's office or vote absentee. I'm Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
On Wall Street, Dow futures up 142 points. More details at SRNnews.com.